years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And come on in this Saturday morning to my house here at Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie. Sitting just off to my right in the broadcast studio is my son and co-host, Romy Romero, who's been at my side doing the program for about 15 years. He's been at my side helping me out in the field, getting things done for a lot longer than that. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth. And if you've got a project or a question or a dilemma about your house, home, castle, or cabin, just give her a call at 1-888-767-4348. Gary D. and Bree are in there running the engineering control panels, so we've got all the right buttons dialed into the right settings so we can bring you the most accurate information revolving around Arizona home ownership as is humanly possible, and it's all free. That's why we show up every Saturday morning to give you this information for the sole objective of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We like to consider ourselves every Arizona homeowner's happy place. You can hold your breath all week long and wait for us to come on. Hold that question. You've got proposals for work getting done in and around your house, and you want to bounce them off of us and let them compare them on air? Give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. This show was born with the conviction that we would protect the Arizona homeowners from making any mistakes in, about, and around their house, home, castle, or cabin as it relates to investing in products or tactics or procedures that weren't worth what others were saying they'd be worth. Okay? So we're here for you. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Well, one of the hottest topics we've been dealing with at Rosie on the House, of course, it continues to be this APS rate case. And it was passed back in the summer. It's going to take full effect in May. And there's been a bit of uproar from the APS customers about what seems to be an increase in their bill significantly more than what the rate case said it would be. Now, what y'all need to understand is that this rate case hearing was attended by over 40 stakeholders, and it went over the course of 2 months. Now, it included consumer advocates, it included environmentalists, it included the state's business community, representative of Arizona's growing solar industry, and, of course, the top leaders at APS, all in front of the Arizona Corporation Commission. That doesn't take away from the fact that this situation is taking a lot of homeowners by surprise. And all I can tell you to do right now is document, document, document. Hang on to your utility bills. Watch the total kilowatt consumption. Watch your price, and if, in fact, it ends up being, for a majority of the homeowners, something more than the 6% increase APS thought it would be, well, we may have an opportunity to bring that to their attention and see if there's something we can do. It does look like the rate case is going to be reheard. Even after the courts turned it down, it looks like they have the number of signatures on petition to at least introduce the concept of getting it reheard. So y'all stay tuned. We'll keep y'all posted on that as the story develops. And we are going to have APS on now that it's the new year. We didn't want to have them on during the holidays. We wanted to have them on an opportunity where we could give them the entire spotlight and have them give their side of the story. With that said, we've got callers lining up. Bill's calling from Scottsdale. Robert's calling from Overgard. Romy, what do you say? Shall we take a call here real quick and get the line started? Bill in Scottsdale, good morning.
Good morning. I have a rental property that I have a real small shower stall. You know, there's about a little over 3 foot by 3 foot, and the tile grout and all is deteriorated. And I wanted to a do-it-yourself kit to put acrylic panels up to cover that all up. It doesn't need a pan. It just needs the three sides and maybe a door, but I haven't decided that yet. And I can't find a place to buy that stuff in where I can install it. I get online and I can see videos on YouTube of how to install it, but I can't find a place that somebody will sell it to me. And I've tried Home Depot and Lowe's, and all they have is these huge things that turn a tub into a shower or something. They don't have just a paneling for a 3x3 shower stall.
Yeah, it can get a little tough, Bill, because they don't want to sell you that acrylic panel that's improperly installed that then begins trapping moisture actually back in the guts of the wall itself. I am not aware of any place that you can go and buy the product yourself. But it's a great question. I have, at the top of my mind, I have three phone numbers that I would call and see if one of those three couldn't put me in touch with a do-it-yourself source for these panels. So I'm going to ask you to be patient. We're going to take your name and number. I'm not in the office this Monday, but on Tuesday, I'll make those three phone calls for you and ring you back and see if there is a avenue of buying those kind of panels and installing it in a do-it-yourself application. Because there are still considerations you're going to have to make. You have to seal the top to keep the moisture from getting in and around the grout of the tile that's already there. Then you don't need a pan, but we have to figure out a way, how are we going to terminate that panel going down the wall when we get to the threshold of the pan? What kind of terminus are we going to have there? That's going to be kind of a peculiar little detail. And then, like you say, how do we fit in a door? I don't know that we'll be able to. We may have to stick with just a shower curtain. But I'll make a couple phone calls on Tuesday, and I'll ring you back and get you that information. So that opens a line for you, another caller. You got a project you're trying to get finished. Maybe you were trying to finish it by the end of 2017 and didn't quite get it done. Give us a ring, and let me give you a few tricks and tips and see if we can't help you wrap that project up. Maybe it's the project for 2018 that's at the top of your mind. What are we going to do about getting something done in the new year? Well, give us a ring. We'll be happy to talk you through that any way that we can. Put our 45 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you and see how we can't help you up. Romy, let's run up on top of the rim and go from Scottsdale to beautiful Overgard, Arizona. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to in Overgard this morning, my friend?
Well, I've just bought a house about 2.5 months ago, and I'm running into kind of an issue that I'm not familiar with, being from the Valley, of course.
Yeah.
My driveway is about 45 feet from the street to my driveway, to my garage, and there's currently cinders in the driveway, but it slopes 6 feet into 45 feet. So it's a pretty decent slope. And when I have guests, like I have a four-wheel drive, so it's not an issue for me coming out, but I don't anticipate everybody having a four-wheel drive to come visit me at my house. So, and my cinders are getting chewed up pretty bad from people spinning out, trying to go up and down the slope. So, My thought was to put concrete driveway, but I don't want it to be an ice skating rink.
Right.
And it freezes if we ever have a freeze up here, and which I'm sure we will. I'm looking at for your expertise on how to resolve that, or if I should do exposed aggregate or different type of rock other than cinders or something.
Boy, I tell you, Robert, we aren't putting very many concrete driveways down anymore at all. I would tell you not to do any concrete until you at least took a really hard look at getting some pavers put down. And we'll be talking pavers the great majority of this month here at Rosie on the House as we focus on outdoor living environments. But in pavers, you could actually do it in sections. Just get enough up there to do the first 10 feet and tackle that in a weekend or two. Then deliver the next load and do the next 10 feet. And I think you would end up being a lot happier. With the freeze-thaw cycle, you're going to have an overguard. It's very hard to keep a concrete slab looking good for very long. The paver has a slightly abrasive surface. It's going to give you a bit more traction. It's a project. You can do it yourself. And I couldn't encourage you more to look at pavers and maybe lay aside the idea of concrete, even the exposed aggregate. We appreciate the call. Congratulations on the purchase of the nice summer getaway home up in Overgard. We appreciate the call. Stay tuned in, and you ring me back if you have any other questions as it develops and relates to working on the cabin in Overgard. Right here at Rosie on the House, that opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4340.